Indonesia's militants try to stir up trouble with Christians. Disasters around the U.S. could hurt holiday food distribution outreach. And a poll reveals IDOP is needed. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, there's been little good news in the brutal beheading case in Indonesia. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner gave us this update.
Last week, Indonesian officials detained five people, including a former soldier, over the beheading last month of three Christian girls. However, on Saturday, we were disappointed to learn that those five individuals were released due to lack of evidence. And so to this point, we still have no idea if anyone is ever going to be held accountable.
Penner says the actual murders may not have been motivated as much by faith as they were by politics.
For militants, they would like to see this reignited, if for no other reason is it creates instability in Indonesia. These militants do not like this present government, and this is a way of creating instability in the country again.
Christians have recently become the targets of militant action. Penner says even with the persecution, it hasn't stopped evangelistic activity, nor has it stopped the church from steadily growing. Meanwhile, hurricanes, tsunamis, and earthquakes have taken their toll on victims, but also donations. Those specific relief efforts were well-funded, but funding for ongoing work is down. Here's Life Inner City's Ted Gandy says their funding is down 30%, impacting their Box of Love holiday meal program in the U.S.
We're working with 550 different churches and organizations, and they've identified 29,000 families that they wanted to serve. So our goal is to actually raise the funds for 29,000 boxes, which would translate to around 170,000 people.
A donation of $37 funds an entire box of love that also includes God's Word that Gandy says can minister to families.
Our ministries are committed not just for a one-shot deal. This is to establish a connection, a relationship that can then be followed up, inviting them to the church, building a relationship, finding out what their needs are.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While thousands of people participated in the Mission Network News International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church radio broadcast Sunday, more work is needed. According to a poll from Christian Freedom International, although most Americans know about persecution, they either believe they don't have a personal responsibility to help or they don't know how. That means IDOP can't be the only event to help mobilize prayer, and the local church needs to be more involved. Meanwhile, 3,000 talking Bibles in 18 different languages have already been handed out in the last 2.5 years in India, but that number will grow exponentially in the next 5 years. Talking Bibles India country director Beskara Chandran says these audio Bibles are needed.
60% of the population are illiterate in India. Once they go to the church, they listen to the pastor. For the next 6 days, they don't have any chance to listen to God's Word. If they have one with them, every day, any time, they can listen to God's Word.
Chandran says they need to produce 50 more languages at $5,000 each to be even more effective at evangelism.
When they hear the Word of God over and over, they want to follow what the Bible says. Many people's lives have changed and they've accepted Jesus as their personal Savior.
A donation of $6 can reach each talking Bible listener. Pray that many people will respond to the millions who need to hear God's Word. And Transworld Radio says a special wind-up radio distribution in Mozambique is meeting with great success. Churches, partner organizations, and Christian groups working with villages in southern Mozambique handed out the radios in a way that would allow TWR to keep track of the radios and the listeners. Teams reported that villagers gather around a radio to listen to TWR's Christian programming together. Because many are illiterate, the program substitute is their Bible. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the free book, For the Love of My Brothers, by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book features incredible firsthand accounts of Open Doors' continuing work with the suffering church. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.